rehearsals and preparations. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Britain's Queen Elizabeth will be laid to rest tomorrow. Some 2,000 invited guests are expected to attend her funeral at Westminster Abbey in London.
At the end of the Queen's funeral, 2 minutes of silence will be observed across Britain before her coffin is taken via procession to Windsor. She will be laid to rest at St. George's Chapel in a private burial service.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, President Biden and the First Lady will pay their respects at Westminster Hall today, where the Queen is lying in state. At any moment, buses carrying migrants could show up in cities like Washington, New York, and Chicago. Last week, 2 planes landed on Martha's Vineyard. They were flown from Texas by Florida's governor, who believes President Biden is ignoring the border crisis. Democrats call it a stunt.
It's performative cruelty by Ron DeSantis. He's using American Rescue Plan funds, which were intended to reopen the economy, invest in infrastructure, help kids get back to school, for a test balloon for his own presidential aspirations. It's inappropriate and unacceptable.
Massachusetts Congressman Jake Auchincloss. 2 small planes collided in midair over Colorado yesterday. 3 people were killed.
The remains of 3 pilots were found in the wreckage outside Boulder, Colorado, Saturday. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Cessna 172 had a flight instructor and a student pilot at the controls. The plane made a 360-degree left turn, then a right turn, just as its flight track merged with another plane, a Sonics Xenos, an aluminum home-built 2-seater.
Fox's Richard Jordan. A series of earthquakes and aftershocks have rattled Taiwan. At least 1 building has toppled. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number 1 cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into 1 platform and 1 source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got 1 unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into 1 platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With the balance of power at stake in both the House and Senate, former President Trump rallied supporters in Youngstown, Ohio last night.
Less than 2 months from now, the people of Ohio are going to vote to fire the radical left Democrats. You're going to send J.D. Vance to the U.S. Senate.
Vance is facing Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. The former president also mentioned the last presidential contest.
The election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being destroyed. I ran twice. I won twice.
In neighboring Pennsylvania, the former president has thrown his support behind Republican Mehmet Oz. He's running for U.S. Senate against Democrat John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke in May.
They have agreed, they being he and Dr. Oz, to 1 debate on October 25th, but the conditions for that debate are still being worked out. Dr. Oz is allowing Fetterman to use closed captioning for that debate because of lingering auditory processing issues.
Fox's Nate Foy. Fetterman has made abortion a key component of his campaign. Dr. Oz is focusing on inflation and runaway government spending. President Biden celebrated the state of the economy last week despite fresh inflation data and lots of red arrows on Wall Street. He took a victory lap from the South Lawn of the White House following the passage of legislation that Democrats argue will lower health care and energy costs.
What he called the Inflation Reduction Act, I think it's the Inflation Enhancement Act, that I voted against last month, almost $745 billion. This is new money that the federal government is printing and flushing into the economy.
House Republican David Kustoff. The price of gas continues to trickle down. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular is $3.67. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.